broadcasting live from our Ford Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Ford Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Ford Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Sogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Hey, good evening, folks. 8:10. That's not too bad.
Jeez, that's early.
Not too bad.
Adriana is efficient.
Adriana will do great.
She's going to be awesome.
She will do great.
All she'd have to do is stand there and smile.
Yeah. She'll do great. I wish her nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
Congratulations to the previous owners.
Yep.
They was great every time they supported us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And hopefully we can continue.
How many pounds of meat did we eat?
719.
That's about right.
And 44 pounds of cheese.
Perfect.
And Rocker has 2 pounds on his shirt.
Yes, sir. Which one to
get the next one? What? What? Don't, Rocker. Do not, Rocker. Hey, we got a neat studio today because we got some new blood.
New blood in the house.
We got new blood behind the mic, behind the boards.
We got a new board man.
Now, has he got a microphone?
He does now.
Yeah. Introduce yourself. This is big. This is real big. Introduce yourself.
I'm Chase Kaiser, and this is my first job shadow.
Oh, nice. You're job shadowing Neil? Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yep. Well, he's not really job shadowing. He's going to be running, setting up equipment for the boys' basketball game.
Oh, that's great. Console.
Yeah,
that's great.
And anything else that he wants to do.
Chase, you're awesome. Congratulations. Hey, welcome to Ford Recovery Radio.
FR Radio.
Yeah, so you'll see the good and bad. This is the bad part of it. I'm joined by my partner right across the way, Mr. Harold Feely. Hi, Fee.
Hello, Bobby. How's it going, man?
I couldn't be better. What a day today. Beautiful day.
Another beautiful day.
It was beautiful.
Enjoy.
Tomorrow we got another nice one.
One more nice one, and then
Friday.
Hello, old man winter.
I'm going to golf tomorrow. Are you playing tomorrow?
Nope.
That voice you hear, let's hear it again. Are you golfing tomorrow?
I am not golfing tomorrow.
Now, them pipes.
Good pipes.
Them are good pipes. That's the pipes of Mr. Johan Ekamp. Johan, welcome to Sports Talk Bub and Fee.
Thank you, guys.
Long you time. Are
hey, buddy.
First time talker.
Yes.
All right. I like it.
I like it.
Johan is here. There's a really neat fundraiser going on, and this is for all you Bengal fans, but it's also for everybody who's just a sports nut, you know?
Yep.
And there's a fundraiser going on where. And I'm going to let Johan talk about it, but it's a nice little way for our football program and make a couple thousand bucks.
Make a couple bucks.
And we're going to talk to Johan here in a little bit. I got a couple texts here I want to go over first. And the first one was by head coach Bobby Leverett.
Bobby.
I got my glasses on here. The Indians opened up the scrimmage season.
Nice.
At Miami East.
Yep.
Last Saturday. We lost by 6, played 6 quarters. And coach said we got better as the scrimmage went on. We only had 2 football guys there, so he was very happy with it. We are at Anna this Saturday, Anna and Lima Bass, so that'll be a good scrimmage. The freshmen are at home this Saturday.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance, if you ain't doing nothing Saturday, and it's, I'd say get up there and watch the freshman scrimmage.
Absolutely.
And, boys, it's that time of the year.
Can't wait.
I can't wait either. And then I also got talking to Holly Gann, and Holly said they've played well. They've had 2 scrimmages, one against New Bremen, who they've missing 3 players, and then Lima Shawnee. And we've had success against both of them. We scrimmaged Greenville and Newton last night. Once again, she thought that we played well both scrimmages.
Good.
Monday they have Houston, and Tuesday they have Waynesville Goshen. So
they're about to open up.
Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to open up Friday, Crestview, and Crestview is
volleyball.
Out of basketball right now because they're still playing volleyball.
Yeah,
so they're not going to be anywhere close to ready for
basketball. All right, we'll give them that.
We will give them that.
Yep.
We will give them that.
And the next night we play at Arcanum.
Arcanum.
Saturday.
The Trojans.
Major
Saturday
rights.
Evening.
Major
yep. Yep.
Sounds like a nice little road trip. That sounds like a road trip.
Yeah, that does sound like a road trip. And we, first of all, I want to congratulate. We got we got a neat deal because we didn't have, we had a tough volleyball season, but we have success in the Fort Curry community. And Coldwater, led by Nikki Etzler,
yep.
led by Mike Etzler.
Yep.
And they are playing for
the title.
Yeah, absolutely. They're in the Final Four, and they play tomorrow night, I think.
Yeah, is that it's right? on that list there somewhere.
Yeah, tomorrow night. And yeah. We wish nothing but the best.
I don't remember what time yeah. it'll say on
6
there.
6 o'clock so. They play.
6 o'clock, okay.
They play Byersville Meadowbrook. It is. And, I love that. Kathy pulled in today, and I'm sure she's just pumped. As high as a kite, man.
I've seen her to post office. She's jacked.
And now, did you get spaghetti last night?
I got to sit and talk to Kathy at the spaghetti supper last night.
I got it. Did you?
Yeah, tremendous.
Yeah, yeah.
Always,
great dinner.
It's always awesome.
I hate the chunk of tomatoes in the sauce.
Oh, I love that.
Squish her up a little bit?
No.
No?
That's my request next year.
No. That make her soupy?
No.
Hmm?
You want her thinner.
You like the chunks?
Yeah, I love that. I love the chunks.
Chunky.
In fact, if I buy spaghetti sauce already made, I'll buy fresh tomatoes and dice them up so they're even crispy.
Yeah, so you're an idiot. You like chunks?
No.
And if I don't,
you don't like chunks?
Not really.
So if I don't have a fresh,
I'll eat them.
If I don't have a fresh tomato.
I choke them down.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't have a fresh tomato, I'll open a can of diced tomatoes and throw them in.
Wait a minute. Well, what chunks are we talking about? Are we talking about
tomatoes?
In the sauce. I like the meat sauce. I thought the sauce was fine. I didn't find anything wrong.
Not bad.
I didn't mind. I liked the taste. I just didn't like the chunks of the tomatoes.
Okay.
Right. Rocker, you well, chunky?
Maybe if you had real teeth, you wouldn't have to worry about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. What about you?
I can just eat whatever I get.
This guy's not scared.
As long as he's not paying for it.
You got to get
You
this.
Know what I paid for it? It was
no,
eat.
As long as it's free, it's for him.
We're going to start making some stops on the way home for some of these games.
Kathy said 400 and some they served yesterday, and once again, it's a tradition
in
Fort Recovery that on election day, we go up here and eat spaghetti.
Yep.
So... I thought it was pretty
It
neat.
Almost killed me a couple of years ago when it was only the last 2 years when it was only carry out.
I know.
But it also.
Oh, you went in and shot the shit with everybody? And
Always, yeah.
Do you?
But except the last couple of years. So last year I bought four of them, and I didn't have to cook for 2 weeks because they give you enough spaghetti for three meals.
You can't eat it all. There's so much spaghetti in there.
There is a ton of spaghetti.
Especially when they throw it in there.
Throw me, for the carry-out. Give me an extra breadstick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you got to ask for that, baby.
Give me piles of.
I did have two pumpkin pies, though.
Pecan.
You want? No, terrible.
I got the pecan pie.
I got pecan, good. Too. Loved it.
Yeah. You guys all pecan. Pumpkin. Pumpkin or pecan?
Apple.
Oh, you are an idiot.
This guy's coming
out of nowhere. This guy is a moron.
Who is this guy? All American. He's
Rocker.
An apple pie
what
guy.
Kind of pie?
Cherry.
What the
heck?
Fruit pie dumbest. Huh?
I'm not a big fruit pie guy, but lots of people are. There's lots of people that eat cherry pie and apple pie. That's
cherry
a big
pie.
Deal.
He's my cherry pie.
Exactly what
That's
I was
right.
thinking of.
Let's take a break. Come back. Johan's going to tell us about the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yes.
A book by the Bengals about some Jerry. We'll be right back. Sports Talk. Presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hey, you got it right.
Wayne Street Market is now under new ownership, and new owner Adriana Stein will be bringing us the same great prices on freshly cut steaks and lots more. Look for expanded hours of operation coming soon, along with several other changes that will improve your shopping experience. They'll still be giving us all the holiday party tray options, veggie and fruit trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Please order well ahead of time. And look for their specials during the Merchant's Christmas Open House. So whether it's just your weekly groceries, freshly cut steak, party trays, or hot meals from their deli, Wayne Street Market is here to help you with your grocery shopping. Wayne Street Market, your hometown store with a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
The Full Recovery Merchants Christmas Open House is coming up Thursday through Sunday, November 10th through 13th. And in addition to all the great deals in all the stores, here are some of the other great things going on. At the library, they're having a week-long book fair during their regular library hours. And on Sunday from 1 to 2:30, they'll be doing take-home crafts for the kids. And even more events on Sunday from 11:30 to 4, there will be a live nativity next to Brockman Furniture. The show choir will be caroling on the streets from 1 to 2. The carriage rides will be running from 11 to 4. And there will be a pioneer demonstration in the log house in Krenning Park from 11:30 to 4. And our museum will be open from 11 to 4. Thursday at 7:15 will be the lighting of the Christmas tree in Krenning Park, and our Girl Scouts will have hot chocolate and coffee available there all evening, and there will be a bake sale, too. Santa will be visiting with the boys and girls in his house at the former Mays TV building on Thursday from 5 to 7 and on Sunday from noon to 4. And be sure to sign up at all the merchants to win a $1,000 Merchants Association shopping spree. It'll be a great time each day, Thursday through Sunday, for the Christmas open house with lots of surprises and great prices all over town. Don't miss it.
We're back with Bubba V.
We're Bubba V.
You going to play the song or what?
Yeah, I'm trying to. I was trying to do two different things.
So he can't.
Yeah.
Ba-da-da-da. Rocker, you ever heard of this song?
Rocker's liking it.
This was a great song growing up.
Great song.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
This was before you.
There's a lot of hair.
Remember this song?
Really?
Hair band.
Born.
Yeah, very good.
Wow. You're getting old. How old are you now?
I'm 40 years old, Bob.
Holy
my
Lord.
God.
I was 35 when this song came out.
Was you really?
Yeah. So don't say anything about it growing up on this song.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Because I still haven't grown up.
Great album cover. Remember
yeah,
the album
absolutely.
Cover?
Absolutely. Hey, we're back here at Sports Talk Bubba and Fee. We're joined by Mr. Johan Niekamp. And Johan, you brought yourself a little book here. And there's a little fundraiser going on. So I'm going to turn it over to you and tell us what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, Bubba, thanks. So we are selling... the book is called The Cincinnati Bengals, An Illustrated Timeline. And so the book was done by Jeff Seuss and Rick Pender. Rick Pender is Jerry Kalp's brother-in-law.
Huh.
So several months ago...
Jeff Seuss, is that doctor?
Yes. His
doctor.
Brother.
His Dr.
Jeff
Seuss?
Seuss. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's official, but we'll go with it.
Dr. Seuss.
I say
Dr.
it is.
That's awesome.
Until we hear different.
Yep.
So Jerry had approached me and said, hey, you know, Johan, we got an idea maybe to make some money for the football team. And my brother-in-law, Rick, has wrote this book on the Cincinnati Bengals. And it's a coffee table book. It's illustrated, got pictures, easy read, which is important for a guy like me.
So you can read it while you're watching the game.
Yeah, it just goes through the history of the Bengals franchise all the way up until the Super Bowl run last year. And just talks about Paul Brown and how he, you know, got fired by Art Modell and the Browns came and said, boys, I'm starting another
team.
Start
my own team.
And
screw you.
It takes through Ken Anderson, Sam Weich, Boomer Esiason, you know, Marvin Lewis area, all the way up until Burrow and Chase. So really cool book. And so what we're doing is we're asking, we're selling books for $40 a book. They are $42 on Amazon plus shipping. And so, you know, Jerry had talked to Rick and we would be able to make, I think, about $10 a book for the football program. So it's a great stocking stuffer.
Stocking stuffer. Good idea.
Rick mentioned that they've sold quite a few down in the Cincinnati area. A great thing for a wife to get a husband. But just
I hope they
really
sell them
cool
there. If they ain't going to sell them in Cincinnati, you guys
in
trouble.
Cincinnati, you're in trouble.
Solid point.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Probably wouldn't sell too hot in Cleveland.
No.
Cleveland? Probably not.
At least you need something to wipe your butt with.
Yeah. Kindling.
Yeah, kindling. Yeah, a little kindling.
Yeah.
Start the Yule Yuletide log.
Yes.
Get that Yuletide log fired.
Also, so if you're interested, you know, please reach out to me. I've sent this out on Facebook, on Twitter a couple times. Mm-hmm. My brother Brent Niekamp, or you can get a hold of Jerry. You know, we've got the books. And then also, Rick and Jeff are coming up to Fort Recovery, and we'll be at the Commons at the high school Sunday, November 20th from 1 to 3. They're willing to sign books, answer questions. You know, they'll probably do a little presentation just talking about the book. Mm-hmm.
Kind of a Hal McCoy deal, probably.
Yeah, it worked out great.
Hal. Hal still talks to us just because we sold many books.
Sold 100 books for him.
Yeah, never sold too many books.
He really did say.
You want another book? Are you guys idiots?
You guys are crazy.
He wasn't too sure he had enough.
No, it was unbelievable. He had some guy with him, and he was like, I got to go back in the car and get another book.
Get another one?
It's crazy. It is really a neat book, and we were just sitting here looking through it, and there's great pictures, and I know that, you know, right now the Bengals are a hot item. I mean,
absolutely.
Super Bowl last year, and they got, Joe Burrow, and they're just the Bengals organization. I'm a Browns guy.
Yep.
But I'll buy one of those.
They got her going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
hard not to like Joe Burrow.
It is. I mean, I agree with you.
Southeast Ohio guy. Neat does, dude. You know, just a neat bird, and
Jamar Chase. You know, they got her going.
They got some.
And here's a little trivia, Rocker. The $2 billion Powerball ticket was sold in California.
California.
To a Cincinnati Bengal father-in-law.
Nice.
Really?
Yes. Remember that long-haired Patico?
Yeah.
Real long hair, defensive lineman.
Oh, yeah. Doma Top.
Yeah. His father-in-law sold the $2 billion ticket.
Oh, sold it.
Sold it?
Yeah, and it's convenient in his store.
How much did he get?
$1 million.
He gets $1 million?
Yeah.
$1 million for selling it.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Ain't bad. So if you want to call in right now, we are going to give away a Cincinnati Bengal book at 567-510-0096. We're going to give away the first caller who calls and says, I'll take one of those Bengals books.
Yep.
It was going to be, we'd love to give you a book, and we'll get you signed in. So if you're listening out there.
Maybe I better get Skype ready to go then.
Whoops.
That might help.
Hello. Yeah, it's probably people calling wide open. Yeah. Can't get through.
Can't get through.
Give them the number again, though.
It is the Hastings hotline.
It is a new Hastings hotline.
New hotline. Huh? We got another one?
Yeah. Well, this is.
We wore the other one out.
This is the fourth time, finally, I think I have it working, that I spent four different times on the phone. The shortest conversation was 2 hours.
Nice.
Trying to get.
Well, that's just because you don't shut up. Yeah, it was all you. Yep, wasn't it?
Yeah, the other guy's going, can I wait? No,
I'll give you the Skype for free. Just shut up. Yeah. Quit talking.
Come on.
Well, 567-510-0096.
I got $30 worth of credit, and they can't.
I couldn't use my
Skype line.
So the books are $40, and $10 of this is going to go to our football program. So really, it is a really neat way for our football program to get a little bit of support.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that Brent and Johan are. They'll do a great job selling these, and perfect time of year to sell them.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of football still going on.
The phone's ringing off the hook.
High school, NFL.
Yep.
Wait, I got a text. Maybe it's somebody wanted to text in.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
There's a police chase in Los Angeles. Maybe that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, I bet that's it.
Probably the guy sold a billion-dollar ticket.
He's not getting wild tonight.
He's getting wild tonight. What else do you have up to, Johan?
Not too much.
You're involved in the little kids. You're also a member of the park board.
Hello, yep, I'm on the air.
Yep.
Hello, it's me.
Oh, Jesus. Hey, it works.
Hey, you want a book?
Neil wants a book.
The hotline, Hastings hotline.
Yeah,
working good.
Just wanted to make sure. So no, it didn't ring in, though, for some reason.
Johan and Harold are both on the park board.
Yep.
Park board. How about an update on how the parks are going? How's everything going? Good year?
Tremendous year.
Great year. Parks are in great shape.
I'll tell you what, Bobby, well, you was on there forever, too. And we used to take those walks and walk the park, you know, and we would have a couple pages of things that we needed to do and have done. And
right.
And we walked it this time, and I don't think we had three things.
Really?
Yeah, it's just the point where they got it going good out there. There's so many people that take that help out and get it done, and they're going every year they take another field and redo it. So we kind of keep doing that for each diamond, and man, they look great.
They do. The parks are in great shape, and hats off to Randy and Jerry and his team. And
yep.
And they really, you know, there's on. It's just you know, take a walk down to Big P and like tonight down there, there was all kinds of people walking around. People, yep. It was just a nice night in Fort Cover.
Yeah.
By the way, Bob, did your grandkids ever catch that deer?
Traps out.
We're still trying to get him, boys. Right. So he's down there tonight.
Wow. We were chasing. Sucker.
He's a smart one.
Two of them.
Two.
Yeah, there two might even be more, but we seen two the other night. So
they'll get him someday.
We'll get him.
Been at him for 2 years.
Three years.
Ooh, I only knew it too.
Yeah.
Perseverance.
That's smart. Right.
Let them grow up.
Yeah.
Get some
meat on them.
Yep.
That's right. Get some deer sausage.
I like it.
Extra like jerky.
It. Yeah, I like it.
Deer jerky, venison jerky.
You
Let's give the phone number again so maybe somebody will call besides
567-510-0096, the Hastings Hotline, and that's Mr. Harold Felia across the way. He sponsors the Hastings Hotline. And we'd love to give a book away.
Yeah. Now, maybe we don't have anybody listening live, but if you're listening in the archives.
Tough shitskies.
You can still call. Nobody will be here to answer the phone, but you can still call.
If you get a book.
Chase might be here.
Yeah, so let's say it's Friday afternoon. You got nothing else to do at work. You're kind of, let's listen in the archives to sports talk. So 567-510-0096, and nobody will answer.
You don't have an answering machine?
Well, you might be able to leave a message on Skype. I'll check it out on Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon, we got open house.
Yeah, I'll be in here.
We're going to have doors open?
Might.
Eggnog?
No, not eggnog.
Yeah. Donuts.
Donuts.
I don't have anything to cook them in. Now, how would I cook donuts?
Fryer. Fryer? Air fryer? No. Hot water fryer?
Yeah.
Hot water fryer. That's called boiling.
Boiling? Well, what do you make them in?
Fryer.
Yeah.
Deep fat fryer.
Why can't you get one?
Why can't I get one?
Yeah.
Because they're $1,000.
The Ambassador Park's got 13 of them.
Yes. Yes,
they
do.
Them.
Oh, well, they're gas.
How about KFC?
I don't think they have fryers in there.
I had pork chop the other day.
Pork chop?
Pork chop?
Fried pork chop?
I don't know. They had pork chop from KFC. KFC pork chops about a month ago.
They usually let me know about that so I can help them promote it. I like those pork chops. Are
delicious.
Awesome. They're really good.
Huh?
I got a shout out too.
You didn't get one either?
No.
I didn't know a thing about
it. Love pork
chops. What?
I didn't know nothing.
Sold 800.
Well,
they could have sold 810.
They could have sold 804.
Neil buys enough for 2 weeks.
He has 2 weeks.
I usually buy four of whatever they're selling. I have to cook for a week.
Did you get one? It's free.
No.
If mom and dad pay for it.
Did you get one?
I did not.
Way to support the town.
Yep.
Well, all I had to do is mention
Rocker's
it.
Sound asleep.
We lost Rock.
Narcolepsy.
What'd you get up?
4 in the morning. Did the hair.
What time did you get up?
He gets up at 5:30.
Huh?
8 o'clock. I got 2 hours in already.
Well, come on. Let's go.
That ain't no good. Did you watch elections last night?
Yeah.
Ooh. Not happy?
Ain't happy with the turnout.
Well, it wasn't as good as they thought it was.
Didn't have the big red wave.
No red wave.
There's a reason why.
What's that?
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Well, I know. I
people are tired.
Yeah.
Of
the big guy?
No, they're tired of craziness.
Yep.
Ooh.
You just want normal. That's normal what people want. I want normal.
Normal.
I'm tired of these lunatics on the right, lunatics on the left.
We got no middle.
Come together, kumbaya.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right.
Yeah.
Stuck in the middle of you.
Talk to me.
I'm with you, Bobby.
Come on. I mean, I'm tired of this bull crap.
Together. On both sides. Huh? I don't care for them.
Nope.
If Donald Trump, and I'm going to piss some people off because Fort Recovery
go ahead.
Is lunatics.
They love them.
If Donald Trump runs for president, I won't vote for him.
I didn't vote for him either time.
I mean, I am as right as right.
Right is right.
Yeah, but he's
right is
he's
right. Not a,
mm-hmm. That's black as
I
black.
I want my baby back.
That's black as black.
It is?
Yeah.
Huh. Right is
Los
right.
Bravos.
Who sings that, Roger?
Los Bravos.
Los Bravos.
Los Bravos.
Los Bravos. Yes.
Those are Bravos.
Really? Yeah. I like that song.
Yeah, good song. I wrote that song.
No, you didn't.
Oh, that's right.
He did.
Anyway, that's my take.
That's your opinion.
Everything went as planned. I wish the health thing would have passed, but
yeah.
Here we go.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. You just turned. You tease us?
No. Thought I was doing it. And I
put the needle down and dropped it.
He is. He's like Phil Dirt in the dozer.
He's got no one in here.
Yeah. Yeah. A little guitar. Who is this? Ludwig Bravens.
Los Bravos.
Los Bravos. Said Ludwig on.
Ludwig is the name of the drum set.
Oh.
You didn't know that, did you, Chase? I know he did.
He knew that.
He's Chase. Is that what you play
Chase
in the band?
Are they
Ludwig? Those
people
I've
ever seen.
I want my baby back. Los Lobos.
Los Lobos. Oh, they sang.
La 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 bamba.
That's
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens did the original and
Lost somebody. Lost Lobos.
Los Lobos.
Lobos.
Yeah. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing, isn't it? Anything else you got you on? Probably go home, wondering why the hell you're up here.
No.
Huh?
It's all right.
You're
hanging out.
Part of the team.
The weather's turning. No more golf. That's depressing.
Ooh, it is.
It's sad.
Very
last
sad.
Weekend. Nice weekend to play golf.
Hey, let me tell you something. You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
I did something today that I've never done before.
Hmm?
I went to performance physical therapy.
Yep.
Because I'm out of whack.
They put you back?
Out of whack?
Yep. My knee, I got a Baker cyst. Okay.
Ooh.
Well, with the Baker cyst, I started walking, favoring it. Now I got a sciatic.
Sciatica?
Sciatic. Oh, yeah. That'll definitely happen. That's awful.
It is. So I go out there today, and the lady says, $30, you get a consultation, and we might put some machines on you.
Okay.
I said, I got to do it.
Yep.
So I go in there, right? And the nicest people in the world.
Yep.
And she says, come on back. So I go back there, and I explain to her what the hell's going on. I said, yeah, I'm playing golf in August, and my knee screwed up, and now my damn hip, and now my leg's numb, and I'm just...
Fall apart.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. So she hooks me up. You ever had anything like this?
Like electrode?
Yes.
Knee stem? Yeah.
When?
Oh, they're awesome.
It's been a while ago.
Like a TENS unit thing, a little...
Yeah, little and then and then she said, I'm going to turn it up.
Tell me how much you can take.
Yep. And then, as she hits parts, it'll ting and tell you where you're hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
mm-hmm.
pretty good.
The damnest thing ever. I mean, I'm shaking. I got, you know, Parkinson's on.
Peed your pants twice.
Yeah. But... I mean, I'm so afraid I was going to fart. She's got me upside down. And she's
upside
got one leg.
Down.
Yeah. I mean, she's just all over me.
Let's go this way.
She said, now bend back this way.
I said, lady,
I weigh 350 pounds.
Why wouldn't she be all over you, Bob? You're a big teddy bear.
I'm just talking about, you know.
Oh, I see.
You know, she's
right.
bending me. I never bent like
never
that.
Been like that.
Didn't even hurt, did it?
I went in there limping. I walked out Dan Shane line. I could beat
good,
Trevor
right?
Heitkamp.
I don't think you could, but that
go start training.
Like
yeah.
See where you'd feel like it.
I like it.
But then about an hour later, I start crying again. Because
it'd be a little sore.
Yeah. So that's my performance enhancing.
Yep.
Oh, I love that.
It's not performance enhancing. That'd
performance
be like,
physical therapy.
Performance enhancing is like...
That's the Viagra.
Yeah. I need some of that, too.
Good. Take a couple of them.
Yeah. You want to take a break? Pay some bills?
Well, I was going to take a half of a Viagra so I wouldn't be on my shoes.
Really?
Yeah.
How you like the show so far? You ready to quit? Look at it.
I'm okay so far.
He's like, what in the hell is going
this
on?
This is the dumbest people
Sports
ever.
Talk with Bubba and Fee presented by...
The Wayne IGA.
All right. We'll be right back. Sports Talk.
Yeah,
Click that off of there again.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to consistently guard your castle? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance with even a better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details and let's get your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
This Friday evening at 5 p.m., there will be a ceremony at our Veterans Plaza in Monument Park, presented by our VFW and American Legion posts. They will honor our veterans with a 21-gun salute and the playing of taps, and new names will be added to the wall. The public is invited, so please plan to attend this ceremony honoring our veterans this Friday evening at 5 p.m. at the Veterans Plaza.
And we're back here, Sports Talk, Bub and Feed, joined by Johan Niekamp, Rocker Bondillon in the corner, look at the Bengal book, Spencey behind the boards, and our new employee.
Our trainee.
Employee.
Employee, that's right.
Paid not a trainee.
At $50 an hour. Yeah, he's an employee.
Jesus. Big. Not bad. And good your start. Name is again?
Chase Kaiser.
You got to get a deeper Chase. Voice, Chase. You can't. I'm going to give you some hints, okay? Once I started talking deeper, I had more women. I had women coming after me.
Women all over.
You got a girlfriend?
No.
Okay, so we get your, we'll get that.
Try it again. Chase Kaiser. Go a little deeper.
Chase Kaiser.
Well, a little deeper. Come on.
Nah.
Come on, a little bit. Give
Chase
me
Chase Kaiser.
Chase Kaiser.
You in or out? In or out? Hmm? You in or out? A little deeper?
I'm okay right now. I'll work on it.
Okay, work on.
He's got work on that.
Well, you go home now. He'll be laying,
he's
he'll
got
be, he'll be laying in bed.
Chase Kaiser.
Your mom will come in and, what in the
hell's wrong with you?
What are you, a moron? You ain't going up there anymore.
How many beers did they give you up there?
We're back here at Sports Talk. I had a nice little, I had a guy talk to me on Sunday. It was at the Elks. We had a tournament at the Elks, the backwards tournament. And I had a gentleman talk to me about how he listens in the archives every week.
Really?
Yep, from Marion.
Death?
And he says, and he goes, he goes, I just like listening to you guys. It's a different thing. It's a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy it. So he said, keep up the banner. And I he said, you know, I thank you.
God so we have to that's stop all? Saying bad things about Marion now?
No, wait.
We love Marion.
Oh.
Wait a minute, I'm broke.
I got issues. I ain't kidding you. Hey, Rocker, I got some problems. You in or out?
No doubter.
Last night, Bill and Jack had a meeting at the gala.
They did.
At Ambassador Park.
Oh.
To look everything over.
What do they think?
I thought we were doing it at the pavilion.
We are. Oh. I meant at that park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pool the park. Cooper Pavilion. They think they got her fixed out just right. Chuck said he can do her.
Can
he
get her?
Well, yep. you put him inside with Wi-Fi and he can do it.
Yeah. Jack's perfect. Worried about the acoustics loud in there, but we'll do good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
we're usually not that loud.
No, we're not.
No, but when they're singing and when some of that stuff can be, I don't know about acoustics. I've never heard anybody playing music in there, but I know it'll be easier than...
We have a great lineup. We had David Partridge. Partridge family coming
Partridge
in.
Partridge family's coming in.
Huh.
Beautiful.
How about...
Dun, 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 dun,
One of my favorite Saturday Night Live sketches of all time.
Absolutely.
The Partridge Family.
Yeah. Partridge Family.
It was a classic.
They got choreography.
So great.
What?
Someone dig up David Cassidy.
David Cassidy's not dead.
Carp.
Are you stupid?
A couple years ago.
No.
Carp.
That's Hammer. Sonny Bono. David Cassidy dead?
Yeah. Sonny took one.
Nails, he dead?
Took a tree.
I'm going to have to look. I'm still trying to find I Think I Love You. Here we go.
Should have zigged when he zagged.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Ringo Starr. This is a whole different thing.
Ringo? How are you? Let Chase do it. You just...
I push play on something.
You can't see now.
Ringo Starr.
Push play on something and a different song comes up.
That's the skip button.
Yep. I don't know what's going on.
We're skipping.
Chase. Jesus.
I've told Chase a couple of times. Yeah. I shouldn't be allowed to touch this equipment.
Oh, my God, my leg. I'm really hurting.
Hurting?
Does your face hurt?
Killing you?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay, so we got big state playoffs this week.
Yes.
Let's go over our games.
What we got?
Coldwater and Liberty Center at Lima. Who we got?
Coldwater and Liberty Center.
Yep.
Lima. I'm voting Mac all the way.
You're going Coldwater?
Got to go Coldwater.
Coldwater. Liberty Center ain't bad, but I'm going to take Cavaliers.
Yep.
Closer than the experts think.
Beautiful.
All right. I like that. Marion Local Flyers at the Versailles Tigers at Wapak.
I'm taking the Mac
Friday
school.
Night, 7 o'clock.
I'm taking the Mac school.
Max will win this one.
Will Versailles score?
Ooh.
Yes.
Marion Local's giving up 2.2 points per game.
You know, that's probably
That
could be his speech. Let's don't give up any points.
I think they have given up four touchdowns this year.
No, they haven't.
11. 11 games, four touchdowns.
Is that what it is? That's what I think.
Might be three, but I think it's 30
points total.
It's unbelievable.
Something like that.
30 points for the season is what I thought, which would be four touchdowns and two-point
conversions.
Right.
Or might be somebody missed a conversion and a field goal.
And two touchdowns, missed extra points.
Well, if we do the math.
There's a lot of different combinations.
Could be 22 field goals.
Well,
if you have the guts to think you're going to beat them by kicking a field goal, have at it.
A game that I wouldn't mind seeing.
Well,
they sell tickets. New Bremen at Anzonia at Greenville.
Yep. New Bremen at Anzonia at Greenville.
Yeah.
Yep. That's on Friday night. Or
that is
Friday?
Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
Oh, that's on the way back from Arcanum when we play.
Where are we putting them at?
No, that's
putting New Bremen, 21
points. That's
week,
that's Neil's week
drunk.
After. Sorry. It's week after. Yeah, sorry.
No, here's my line. Coldwater is minus 6.
Coldwater minus 6.
Yep. Marion Local is minus 11.
Oh, yeah, given that. No doubt.
New Bremen is minus 26.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Minster and Fort Laramie, minus 3.
That could be a pick'em.
Laramie beat the crap out of them first game of the year.
Yeah, yeah.
But Minster's good.
Improved team.
Minster's improved.
They improved from when we played them. We thought we were going to be
I'm rooting for Minster because I hate Fort Laramie.
I don't hate Fort Laramie, but
I hate Fort Laramie. Put it in the books. Put it in the archives.
Down goes Fort Laramie. Yeah.
Well, there goes our Fort Laramie listeners.
Yeah, well.
They make good chicken.
Tremendous chicken. Fort Laramie Legion. Second Saturday of the month.
Great I don't think I knew about that.
Delicious. Neil, we're taking you this week.
Wait a minute. Are you stupid?
Well, I'm not a big chicken lover, but thanks for inviting me those other 48 times you went.
I've been there 1,000.
His dad took him. That's how long he's been doing it.
My dad, he took me 80 million years ago.
Yeah.
Hey, the goat farmers are having a wing fry.
When?
Probably last weekend.
Goat wings?
I don't know. I saw it the other day.
I like goat wings. I love wings.
I need a goat wing.
Really, there isn't anybody in town.
Barbecue,
got good wings.
I eat shit out of it.
Really? Huh?
You don't like Brick Street's wings?
I mean, they're all right. They're just the same. They're the wingsings.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have somebody who makes makes Sober's wings.
There you go.
Well,
Andrea,
Stein.
Hey, tell you what, the
Wayne IGA wings.
The Bowling Alley's wings are all
right. Minor Ding's building is available.
You know what? I'm tired of that bull crap.
You can make wings in there.
We got to get something in there.
Well, go on.
How about a big yellow bulldozer?
No.
That's what's going in there.
Nope,
that's what's going to be going in there. We don't have it pretty soon.
We got to do something.
Unbelievable.
Huh?
It's unbelievable.
We got to get something in there. Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Let the boys
You go to El Camino, there's 48 Fort Carey people in there.
Yep. Every week.
We love Mexican food.
We do.
What was that noise? Well, Neil letting her fly.
Yes, sir.
All right, so we're safe. We got Minster Farming. Who do you like, you?
I like Minster.
You like Minster? Who you like?
I like Minster too.
Neil?
I'm
Mac. You're staying out.
Mac.
You're taking Mac. Minster.
He's always Mac.
He's Mac-ing.
You're taking Minster.
Yes.
You're going to piss off everybody from Fort Laramie.
No, I didn't say they
yes,
were terrible.
Yes, you did.
I didn't
you
say did I hated too. Them.
Neil. I'll take Ansonia in the points. You give me 26, though.
I will give you 26 points.
All right. I'll take Ansonia in the points. Yeah.
You're on. I think it's Snickers.
I was 21.
Snickers, you're on.
Snickers.
Snickers is good.
Rocker, you in or out? He has no idea. He doesn't know where he's at.
Doesn't
he's
care.
Unbelievable.
I ain't sure.
Don't care. He went to a high school football game once.
And then we got the volleyball, Monroeville and Newark Catholic, Thursday. That's tomorrow noon.
Tomorrow noon.
2 o'clock, New Bremen and Crestview.
Ooh.
Bremen kills Crestview.
I would think yes.
Yeah. Although the Etzner girl's good.
Yeah.
Crestview's a very good team.
Oh, Jesus.
Coach, did I say they were great? Did I say they were better than New Bremen?
No, they're good. Bremen's
they are a very good team.
Yeah. New Bremen's good, though.
Bremen
good. Ooh.
New Bremen's really good.
Tic-tacs. New Bremen has the best center in the league. In the state. What is that girl's name? Schaefer?
Yeah, I think so. I can't remember.
She's good.
Yep.
And then, 4 o'clock, Versailles versus Menor Catholic.
You got peanuts everywhere, and you're eating a Tic-Tac.
Good breath.
These are good. Might want to do a little smooching.
A little coochie-coochie smoochie.
Well, good luck, Harold.
Hey! I'm a good kisser. I'll take... I'm going to take Mentor Catholic.
Over?
Versailles.
Oh.
Are you? Yeah.
Alan Platfoot says,
Mentor Catholic plays all D1 schools.
Do they?
That's what I heard.
Mm. Don't care.
And then Coldwater and Byesville, Meadowbrook, they ain't going to beat Coldwater.
Ain't going to beat Coldwater.
Nope.
A Byesville, Meadowbrook. What the hell is
that? They couldn't beat Coldwater's JV team.
No.
Because JV, they don't have a JV team this year, so they couldn't beat them. But really? Still, yeah, Coldwater doesn't have a JV team.
Yeah.
Nope.
So we're taking Coldwater to win that.
Yep.
New Bremen wins state, Coldwater wins state.
Yep.
You heard it here.
Yep.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. That's what we heard.
Yeah, it's going to be MAC schools, I'm sure. Yep. Slight chance it wouldn't be, but I'm saying that's given.
Anything else?
I got
Buckeyes. Indiana.
Oh, yeah, let's talk a little bit about
Wipeout.
Salt spread was 40.
Is that what it is?
I'm sure they're looking for a little bit of that.
You know, they took a lot of crap in that Northwestern game, but
won
by 2 touchdowns, and it's freaking hurricane. What do you want them to do?
Saturday is the windiest day I've ever been involved in.
It was.
That's crazy, wasn't it?
I played golf that day.
I heard that. You are unbelievable.
We are idiots.
Yeah.
Balls were blown.
What's happening right now? Hey!
He found it!
Yeah!
And all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my door. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow
to
my
head. Oh, this is a great song. Ready, Rocker?
Everybody! I think I love you. This morning, I didn't know how to deal with it, and so I just decided to hide it to myself.
You ever heard this song? Come on,
Parker family.
I think I love you.
All right, here we go.
I think I love you. I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of?
I'm afraid that
I'm not sure of. There is no cure for
Rocker, you're part.
Bubblegum music.
All right. I think I love you. What do you think of this song? You like it?
Not bad.
Not bad. Hey, that
yeah, I like it. Ringing endorsements by Chase.
It's a happy song.
Not bad.
I never loved it, but it's a happy song.
David Cassidy's dead, according to Rocker.
Rock?
You sure?
Yeah.
I'm going to check her out here.
How about Danny Bonaducci?
He's still going. He's still going.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Why do you say sadly? Well, you don't like him?
Have you ever been around Danny Bonaducci?
He was always on that Dr. Phil. No, not Dr. Phil.
Blink, Dr. Love
Oz.
You.
No, it wasn't Oz. What was the other guy?
I have no idea.
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew?
I don't even know who that is.
Right.
Dr. Yeah. Drew, I don't know.
So what was the guy we thought was dead?
David Cassidy.
Dr. Oz.
David Cassidy isn't dead. That wasn't who we're talking about. This is Partridge's.
David Cassidy.
David Cassidy is the lead singer of Partridge.
Okay.
Come on, Neil.
Did you say David Cassidy's dead?
Yeah.
Oh, dead. I don't think that is.
Yeah.
He's an alcoholic.
What?
Oh, yeah. Bad alcoholic.
David Cassidy?
I believe.
Alcoholic.
Oh, I believe he did die. Would that have been this year, Rocker?
A couple years ago.
COVID got him.
Ooh.
COVID,
2017.
Yeah.
COVID got him.
2017, he died.
2017.
Died of COVID.
Yeah. Was he the one that was naked on Rolling Stone?
I think he might have got him. COVID.
I think he was
COVID
that,
got
that
him.
Naked Jim picture COVID. Of him Jack on Daniels. Rolling Stone about 50 years ago.
Jack Daniels, Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Down he went.
Hey, what's that Jack Daniels song?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, Tennessee Whiskey?
No, you dumb. It was a Jack. No.
She's got the Jack.
No, it's a country song. I like it. Look us up.
I have to have
Jack
a little
Daniels
more than
country song.
Jack Daniels.
Was it the Jack? No, I
didn't. Jeez. It was the Ace.
No, it's
the three.
It's a great song.
I bet it is. It's memorable because you can't think of the words or the title.
When you hear it, you're going to play it all the time on here.
Yeah, every day.
Probably not, but
yeah, you are. Hey. I think who was Doggy Wendell had him in there.
Huh?
What was the name of that country band Doggy Wendell had? Was it Doggy had something to do with him?
Country band.
They played at the Greenville Fair one year before they was big. Then they got real big.
This probably isn't it then.
What is it?
Jack Daniels, if you please, David Allen Coe.
No, God, it's a new one.
Well, I don't know. Okay, Eric Church.
No, it's a band. Yes.
Little Big Town.
Look up Little Big Town.
Okay.
Rocker, if this is it, I'm going to kiss you on the lips.
Jack?
Well, give me some songs.
Wine, beer, whiskey.
Try it. Play it. This might be it.
Thank God.
I like the song. That is not it.
That's wine, beer, whiskey.
That is Parker's Family, you moron.
Well, I'm... Oh, okay. Sorry. That one's still playing. Here we go. This one.
Parker's Family singing Jack Daniels.
This is it. Have you ever heard this song? I'm in it.
Ba-da-da-da.
Listen. Jack, he's got my back. You ever heard this song?
Yeah, we played at weddings all the time.
He's a DJ.
Weddings all the time.
My friend Jose.
Jose?
Okay. I think I've heard this one.
He's always up to anything I say.
You need to be in charge, Chase.
It's still my first day. I'll never pray for that. Yeah.
Hey, you play this song?
Gonna drink it down, down, down.
Down, down.
The wine, the beer, the whiskey.
It ain't a bad song.
I'm with you. I'm with it.
All right. We're all agreed on that. Rocker, in or out? Okay.
I don't know what's our theme. It's not our theme.
Couldn't care less.
Couldn't care less. You hate country music.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hate pop country. I like real old-fashioned country.
If I got anything else, I'm miserable.
You're up and down.
Dying, boys. Johan, one last time, this book. If we wanted this book, get a hold of Johan.
Yes, get a hold of myself, Brent Niekamper, Jerry Kelt, any one of us three.
Yep.
Be happy to help you out. I think Jerry's got some books in hand. So
and they're coming to town on the 20th?
Yes.
Where and when?
And they will be at the High School Commons.
We might
Sunday,
interview them.
November 20th from 1 to 3. Yeah, you guys are welcome to come up. I think it would be great. They might have signed books, do a slideshow, talk, answer questions. I think they did a lot of research on the book and had access to a lot of
book,
different archives.
$40 book, we get
archives.
$10 of it.
That ain't bad. And it's $42 on Amazon.
Rocker, what do you think?
Shipping.
Did you find the Icky Woods part of the book? Icky Woods is in there.
Icky Woods.
I like it.
Shuffle.
Johan, thank you for coming up.
Yep, we appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Fee, thank you for being my partner.
Yes,
I love you like
boy,
a brother.
I love you like a brother.
Hey, Saturday night, we're going to out to Brick. No, where are we
Gilbert.
Going? Gilbert's
Station, yeah. Gilbert's
there's a comedian Station. Out there. We're going out there, have a little prime rib, but we ain't going to eat prime rib because we both hate prime rib.
No, I love prime rib.
I hate prime rib.
Huh. Love it.
Oh. It'd be okay if they cooked
it. I just can't eat red meat. It's kind of killing me.
He's worse than I am. He's got all kinds of stuff wrong with him.
I got shit wrong with me.
So we're going out there Saturday night for this comedian.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Knock, knock.
If I remember seeing...
who's there?
I can't wait.
If I remember seeing the...
Guinea Goo Goo.
If I remember seeing the promos, they have other food that you can get instead of prime rib.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get a...
Spank my butt chicken.
Spanker.
Spank
burger?
Spank burger?
He spanks everything.
Tremendous.
Yeah. Spank burger.
He's got good spanky out there.
It's a good place to eat.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Nice people.
Great people. Great.
Really good
wow tickets. There's about 30 left. Get online. You want
they
one?
They're getting down.
Yeah. Fort Recovery Hardware has some, and St. Joe's store has some. I called the Brick Street. They're out. They had eight, but they're out.
Yeah, I just sold out this week.
Kenny Ten, out. Hastings Auto, out.
Yep, we're going down.
And get ready for the tow and go. They're going to stop.
Tow and go is
going to
be starting.
Before Christmas.
Oh, before Christmas. Yeah. I think last year they waited till after. So, yep.
I awesome. Like
what did you think of your first show? You quitting?
Nope.
Will you be here next week?
Will I be here next week?
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to see.
We're 50-50.
Hey,
he's on the fence right now. 50-50.
You may not realize this, but he's kind of serious about his schooling.
School
and he
sucks.
May have some
you already
homework.
Got. You already just got on the dean's list or the
National Honors Society.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't have to do it. You don't have to take another test
smarty.
The rest of the year.
He'll be smart as us.
Yeah. Seriously, school, you're a senior, right? And you got what, 3 to 9 weeks to go, 27 weeks? A little less.
Midterms are next week, I believe.
It is time to coast.
Time to have some fun.
Yep. Cigarettes on the weekends.
Yes.
Yep. You in or what?
In.
You in?
I'll coast right now.
No cigarettes.
Huh?
I have a
coast.
Cigar, maybe.
That's cigars? What you need to do. Start smoking a pipe or a cigar. Pipe.
Big pipe.
Fred McMurray.
Big old Fred McMurray, bud.
Bob Freemeyer.
Bob Freemeyer was on Facebook this week.
I seen him.
Bobby Freemeyer was on Facebook this week.
Really?
George Lopez sang to him.
Listen to George.
Really?
Yeah, at the Persimmon Health something.
Really?
Yep. Looking good.
He was looking good.
I love Bob Freemeyer.
Bob's the best.
Oh, he was my Shriner sponsor.
Me too.
Believe it or not.
Amen. Bob Freemeyer.
Yeah. Bob Freemeyer.
Kelsey's talk
too.
To him
that
about
was
it.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Bob Freemeyer is he in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah. He's been Hall of Fame.
Yeah, if you'd have threw him out of sense of the day.
Bobby Freeze.
You're the greatest.
I thought I was getting the theme song.
Can't get it.
He's unbelievable.
Said it was going to be a theme song, but it didn't.
Hey, we'll be on next week. I think Bobby Leverett's coming up next
Bobby
week.
Bobby coming up?
Yep. Good. Ooh, that'd be great. So.
I think we got the My Three Sons song here.
You get it?
What's the dog's name? Shep? Nope.
No.
Timmy?
No.
No. No. Starts with an R.
Huh?
Ralph? Rover? That was his name.
Lassie.
Sheep no. dog. Big old sheep.
Oh, yeah. Good dog.
Good dog. Rufus.
Because you remember the one kid had the glass always hugging him.
Charlie
was the butler.
I have no idea.
No.
I haven't seen the show in 50 years.
The kid. Chip?
Chip? Right. Ernie? Ernie was a little guy.
Yeah. Ernie was a little
guy. Robbie. Bird. Robbie was the oldest.
Oh, yeah. Who was the dad?
What Fred McMurray as the
Fred
beaver.
Fred McMurray as the beaver.
Who was the dog?
As the dog. I love that dog, dude.
As the beaver.
We ain't going anywhere to get the dog's name. We're staying online.
Come on. We got to
have get
dog.
The dog.
Okay.
It starts with an R.
I think.
I don't know. I have no idea. I might know if I heard it. But.
Ray.
Oops.
Shep.
No. Tramp the dog.
Tramp!
Dang, we love
Tramp.
Tramp the dog.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
Tramp!
Hey!
Hey!
Woo! I don't...
How do you do
said,
that?
What? Google.
Google. I thought you got... Tramp.
No, tramp the dog.
If I'd have... If somebody was said tramp the dog, I said, I don't think so.
Oh,
tramp.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
That's a hell of a gut. Good job.
How's it going?
See you next week.
See you next
decades.
Week.
You are listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Z, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station.
Fort Recovery, Indiana.